It is free for all Friday afternoon. It's cloudy. If you were out last night, I'm assuming that by the time most of the rain hit, a lot of the kids would have been home because I didn't really feel the rain until about 9:30 last night on Bourbon Street, and there shouldn't have been any kids out there. But yeah, it rained and a lot of people got wet. But I hope you had your trick or treating. I hope it was all fun, and I hope the kids got a bunch of candy and had fun. You know, I still think back on the days when I was young and we were trick or treating, and you know, everybody went in their own neighborhood. But it's really not like that anymore because a lot of kids can't go in their neighborhood because not everybody participates. Some people are, you know, afraid of people. Some people just don't want to be bothered with it. But, you know, at least kids, I guess, find a way to have fun. I'm Scoot on the air. It is a free-for-all Friday. Glad you're with us. The election is 4 days away. So on this free-for-all Friday, we have a lot to talk about, including things that Donald Trump said about Liz Cheney. And I point some of these things out because, you know, on conservative stations and conservative media, Donald Trump doesn't get challenged. I mean, in some ways he gets challenged a little bit, but not much. This is on Fox News. But man, the sycophant conservative talk show host across this country, man, first of all, a lot of people in talk radio are not that bright. And a lot of them just repeat the same thing. They don't really have original thoughts. They just repeat what they hear. And Donald Trump does not get the honest treatment that he deserves, in my opinion. You can vote for Trump if you want, but I'm here to just talk about some of the things that are just not talked about. You know, when Donald Trump criticizes Liz Cheney, you think that Donald Trump was some brave veteran who saw action. And he was a coward during the Vietnam War. So we're going to talk about what he said. And, you know, but again, you know, nobody's going to call out him on conservative radio. That's why I love to do what we do. By the way, the Superdome sent the Eras Tour Freedom Bracelet that was draped outside of the Caesars Superdome. They sent that to Indianapolis, to Lucas Oil Stadium, where the Eras Tour is going to make a stop. And I'm not sure whether they got any money for it, but that was really a nice thing. It was 140 feet long. It was inflatable, and they, I don't know, maybe it was a goodwill thing, but it was a really cool thing that they did. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, it is Free for All Friday. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You know, I mentioned yesterday about the singing Trump that was at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center as a fundraiser for Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser and how great the guy was. Council member of Jefferson Parish, Jennifer Van Franken, wore this skin-tight Trump dress. And I said I was going to post it. I didn't post it yesterday, but I'm going to try and do it coming up in this next break. I'm going to post it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Now, I mean, look, I'm not sneaking a picture of her. She was out on stage in this dress, so this is all fair. And it really, it's a compliment to her. It's a hell of a nice Trump dress. So anyway, I'm gonna post that picture. And also, I've got to post a congratulations to Ann Kirkpatrick, the NOPD chief, who seems to be doing an unbelievable job. I ran into her one day walking in the French Quarter and took a picture with her, so I'm going to post that, which I did a long time ago. But I want to congratulate her on 1 year in office. All right, so there's a new poll out that found that Gen Z, a lot of people who are part of Gen Z, the Zoomers, are not willing to share who they are going to cast their votes for. The latest Axios Vibes poll from Harris, it's a Harris poll too, it found that 48% of Gen Z voters have lied to the people who are close to them and lied to the pollsters. The pollsters found that among all registered voters, just 23% said that they lied about who was going to receive their vote. So, you know, I've talked about this a lot. The election is so close. Some people are predicting that it might be an electoral landslide one way or the other. They're not predicting which way, but it could be an electoral landslide. And I have always wondered if people are really being honest with the pollsters. And we're not going to know until after the election. Now, we're not going to know, I'm sure we're not going to know who wins for a couple of days unless it is a landslide. But I think it's so disingenuous to start all this rap about, you know, the election is going to be stolen and your votes are rigged. It's already being rigged. There's no evidence of this. And you know what happens at times like this? People are sent videos from people who are making money because they're looking for the clickers. And they put up stuff as clickbait. And it could be a video from 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And people post it like it's happening right now. So this tends to happen at times like this. So be cautious of what you're sent, because it might not be relevant. It might not even, you know, be current. So beware of that. And then to already say the election, you know, to already set up this idea that the election is stolen, that it's going to be crooked. Again, what if Trump wins? All these people are going to look pretty stupid. Because if Trump wins, how are they going to deny the election? So, you know, again, this is coming from one side. I don't hear liberals and Democrats saying the election's rigged. And the last election, the 2020 election, was not rigged. No evidence. So I'm really done with having that conversation on this show. The election was not stolen. And the Dominion voting machines just worked fine. And there's no reason to believe that when you vote on election day, there's no reason to believe that your vote is not going to be accurately registered. If you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Michael in Metairie. Michael, happy Friday. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. I majored in economics before I went to law school, and I've studied economics for the last 50 years or so. And I want to talk on that for a moment. But before I get to that, first of all, I want to praise you for making the greatest comment I've heard in many moons. Those people on the conservative talk shows are not too bright. That was
no,
great.
They're not. They're not.
Okay.
I've worked all now, over. I've worked all over the country, and a lot of people get shows just because they are bombastic and they can be loud, and they know how to cram information down the throats of the audience, and they don't come up with original thoughts. They just repeat what they hear.
And they read teleprompters. But by the way, laughter is the best medicine. I love to laugh. And I like the Three Stooges. And since I can't watch them too much, I get to laugh for 3 hours every night when I listen to the modern day Three Stooges: Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, and Jesse Waters. 3 hours of pure laughter, those idiots. But anyway, Laura Ingraham is a complete Nazi. Her own brother said this, and you can see this on YouTube, an interview with him. They were raised by a Nazi father, and Laura took to it like a duck to water. She loved it, and she's been a Nazi the whole time. And
I don't want to let that go without qualifying that I don't know Laura Ingraham, and I don't know if she's a Nazi, but there is a lot of talk about Nazis and Hitler.
Her own brother said it. It's on YouTube. You can see it.
All right. Well, you know, okay. Sometimes brothers, you know, don't like their sisters and they say bad things. I don't know. But anyway, go ahead, Michael.
Okay. Let me talk about the economy, okay?
Okay.
Okay? Okay. First of all, Trump is making the classic Republican mistake that they've made in the past that led to two terrible economic crashes. First of all, Santayana, the famous sage, says if you don't study history, you're doomed to repeat it. So this is what he's doing. He said yesterday, I'm going to deregulate everything. That's the worst thing you can do. First of all, start with Herbert Hoover in the 20s, another Republican non-lawyer who thought he knew something about the economy, and he caused the Great Depression, the Wall Street crash of 29, and that led to Hitler taking over the most of the world and the terrible World War II and all the problems that went with that. Then that other non-lawyer dummy, George W. Bush, started deregulating, and there was a stock market crash of 2008 that only Obama could come in and save, or we would have had another one of those terrible worldwide depressions. And he's going to do that again. He promises to do it. He's so dumb.
Well, Michael, you know, we're going to have to wait and see what happens. But anybody who is buying into all of the campaign promises from both sides is naive. Because it takes Congress, it takes a lot to make these things happen. And presidential candidates who on the campaign trail promise they're going to do this and promise they're going to do that. And even Donald Trump is making promises that he cannot fulfill and will not fulfill. And if I'm wrong, I'll be here to admit that. But when Trump takes office, if he wins, he's not going to wave a magic wand and all of a sudden things are going to be better. And let's remember, the economy is getting better right now. So if Trump becomes president and is inaugurated in January, he cannot boast after like a couple of months in office or the first 100 days, he cannot brag about a great economy because the economy is already improving. I know the jobs report was not as good as expected, but unemployment is still down around 4%. The stock market is killing it. Conservatives, liberals, people who have money in the stock market are killing it. So there are signs of a healthy economy, and inflation seems to be coming down some. It doesn't mean that there aren't going to be some spikes here. You know, I had to fill up the other day, and it was $3.79 a gallon. Now, I use the premium in my car because I have a turbo engine, and I don't know whether I have to or not, but it's, you know, it's what I'm told, and I don't know about cars, so I use it. I choose to use it. So it's more expensive than what some of you might be paying. But, you know, it's $3.79. That's, you know, that's a little high. So I don't like that, but, you know, I pay it. And there are things that I don't like paying for at the grocery store because prices are up. But prices seem to be, inflation overall seems to be coming down. All right, if you have a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And, you know, we can also talk about the Saints and LSU this weekend. As I mentioned earlier, Tulane won last night. A game was on ESPN. They beat the Charlotte 49ers. I thought that was kind of an interesting name for people in Charlotte. But, I mean, I guess there were 49ers in the, you know, the hills and the Appalachian Mountains, you know, near North Carolina. I guess they had 49ers there in the same way they had 49ers, you know, out west. But I think Tulane won 34-3, and Tulane is now 7-2 and looking really good. They had new helmets. Is that the first time they had those new helmets last night? We're going to get to some of your text messages, but Tulane had some new helmets. I'm not sure about the eyeballs. You know, I mean, I'm not sure about, but I like the color scheme. I thought it was a good, bold new helmet. I thought they had great looking uniforms on last night, too. So, yeah, I mean, Tulane's in a position to do really well this season. Well, they're already doing well. They're in a position to have a really great season. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. And I love that Derek Carr says he's going to be a psychopath when he returns to the Saints. All right, so, you know, it's not over. You know, I know a lot of people want to be negative and say it's over. I'm not at that point yet. It's not over. We got half of the season left to play. And if Derek Carr plays like a psychopath, and if that catches on with the Saints, and if they start to really have enthusiasm, play with emotion, and do their jobs, the Saints will win. And they have got to beat the Panthers on Sunday. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on Free for All Friday on WWL. All right, it's Free for All Friday. I am Scoot on the air, and if you want to join us with your comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'll get to your calls here in just a moment. Donald Trump, he said something again that is just totally inappropriate, but also very hypocritical. And you should know this, even if you're voting for Donald Trump, and you won't hear this everywhere. But he was at an event hosted by Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson just sat there like a boob and, you know, didn't say anything because he probably agrees with Trump. Donald Trump just bashed Liz Cheney, and Liz Cheney's a Republican. And she's bashed Donald Trump. So I don't think it's inappropriate for Donald Trump to bash Liz Cheney, but it's, you know, it's the way that he does it. It's what he says. Called her stupid, called her a war hawk, and said she's a very dumb individual. which of course is subjective. Trump doesn't know. Her IQ may be higher than Trump's. He called her a radical war hawk. He said, quote, "Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her. Okay, let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face." Now, this is in the context of talking about how I guess she is happy to go to war. I don't know that about Liz Cheney. Trump may be making this up, but maybe there's something that leads people to believe that Liz Cheney is a war hawk. But I find this extremely interesting. Donald Trump also went on to say that Liz Cheney would not have the guts to fight herself. Donald Trump skipped out of the Vietnam draft. And it's pretty common knowledge, it's conventional wisdom, that he essentially cheated. That he, because his dad had money, he was able to find ways to essentially cheat and get out of going to Vietnam. Somebody who cheated and didn't go to Vietnam, somebody who continues to put down veterans, somebody who's talking about Liz Cheney doesn't have the guts to fight herself, like Donald Trump fought, like Donald Trump saw any action. Donald Trump talks and acts like he is some big macho veteran who was like, you know, the guy in American Sniper. I mean, he acts like he's like this, you know, this great soldier, like this Navy SEAL kind of guy. Man, he was partying. So he didn't do anything. And I just think it's fair to bring this up. All right, let's go to Chris in Albany. Chris, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. First of all, Scoot, I'm really heartbroken. I mean, truly heartbroken over America right now and the way we're fighting and the way we're arguing and the violence. It's so discouraging when I believe in this country and I served as a paramedic. I'm currently serving U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. I do a program for kids called SOAR, teaching NASA and having NASA astro camps. I see a lot of wonderful people, but we've got to stop. We've got to put the things first of all. We're electing a commander in chief. That's the primary job of the president, to protect our Constitution and to be the commander-in-chief. We need to decide that before we step in the voting booth. Now, I do lie when the pollsters call. And the reason I do is because, number one, they're making a fortune off my opinion, and they're not compensating me. My opinion's valuable. That's first. And second, my vote is secret. That's why we have curtains on the voting booths. It's secret.
Yeah, or dividers.
People died to protect that.
Yeah.
Please, America.
I agree. And I don't know, you know, Chris, I don't know when it changed. I think it changed with Obama. But something changed, and all of a sudden, people started to define who they are by who they voted for. And who you voted for was something that needed to be public. You need to tell us. I mean, there are people mad at me because I never say in any election who I vote for. Well, you know, it's private. You know, you think you may have it figured out, but don't be so sure. But, you know, you're right about the vote being private. But, you know, people are wearing it like a badge of honor. Like, well, this is who I'm voting for, and here's why I'm... It's like, you know what? Do you really have to tell us that? I mean, you can share that. You've got freedom of speech. You can promote the person that you think is best. But don't start demanding that, you know, people reveal who they're voting for. And don't act like you need to know that.
Well, I'm not voting for myself. I'm voting for my children. I'm voting for my neighbors. I'm voting for my country. And who I vote for is my business. It doesn't belong to the pollsters. And I don't want my vote to influence anyone else. The influence should come from the candidates, speaking what they're going to do for the country in realistic terms and in true dedication to being the commander-in-chief and a representative, the number one representative of what America is about. And America is about loving each other. We've gotten along this long. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say that you're a true representative of what America should be. And I appreciate your call. I also appreciate that you are tuned into our show. I appreciate that.
My dad was head engineer and helped build the powerful station you're broadcasting on, and served WWL for over 40 years. Yes, sir.
Wow. And when did he retire?
Wow, that's been a while. Back in the early 80s, I believe, maybe the 90s.
I lost
my father.
I'm sorry about that. What was his name?
Charles Fox.
Charles, I don't remember knowing him, but he may have been there when I was there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he served at the transmitter, building it and maintaining it.
Wow!
First on Williams Boulevard when it was back off Lake Pontchartrain. He served when Williams Boulevard was a shell road for the last mile or so to get to the lake, long before it was developed.
And now it's a big divided thoroughfare heading to the Treasure Chest Casino at the end of Williams. Chris, again, I appreciate your call, and please share your attitude with people, because this is a really positive attitude that we should hear more about in this country. So I appreciate your call, and I appreciate you listening to the show.
Let me say one more thing.
Yeah.
To make this phone call, you got a lot of people that call into the station that don't go in the voting booth.
That's true.
I hope I've demonstrated what America should be, but my true love is going to be when I press that button in the voting booth. That's when I'm going to show my love for this country.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and America appreciates it too. So thanks a lot, Chris, and thanks for being part of our show. Let's go to Coleman in the studio with some of your text messages.
All right, let's start off with a good one. This text says, hey, today is my mother's birthday. She made 85 today.
Wow, happy birthday. Is she listening? Happy birthday.
Yeah, they didn't leave a name, but we're going to wish that mother of that texter happy birthday, 85th birthday.
If you're a mother celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday.
All right, this text says, Trump has never been punished for any of his convictions. He's still walking around a free man. How?
Well, because they didn't want to sentence him before the election. It has come up on the show that when I mentioned the other day that, you know, I don't know, sometimes Trump says such bizarre things that I wonder if he really wants to win, or if he really realizes that the financial gold mine is if he loses and he gets all these suckers to send him money to fight the stolen election. And he's not running nearly as many ads as Kamala Harris, and I know he's got money. So is he saving the money because he doesn't really care about winning? But somebody pointed out that he wants to win because if he doesn't win, he might go to jail. I'm not sure. I don't see Donald Trump in jail under any circumstances. So, you know, I don't know about that.
All right, I'm not sure how true this is, but somebody texts and says, Tucker Carlson claims he was mauled by a demon while asleep and leave claw marks on his body.
Wait, I got that story. Hang on. Wait, I'm going to find that right now. Yeah, I was going to talk about that this afternoon, and I'll go ahead and talk about it now. Tucker Carlson says that a demon attacked him while he was sleeping, and it left him bleeding, and there are claw marks. He's got scars on his body. He said this was about a year and a half ago, and the demon left him bleeding with still visible scars on his body with claw marks. Cuckoo, cuckoo. This was a comment that he made. I think he was on a podcast or something. And he said that happened. You know, Tucker Carlson tells stories. And people believe him. But he's lying. He makes up stories. He's made up so many stories. What about the idea that if you want to be a real man, you should tan your testicles? Tan your testicles, and that makes you a real man. This stuff is just so bizarre that this is coming from his feeble mind. So anyway, the idea that he's attacked and physically attacked by a demon, I don't believe it. I don't believe it, and it just sounds like one of those ridiculous story lies that Tucker Carlson loves to tell people.
Well, in any event, whether it's true or not, Tucker Carlson, no means no. Just Just, you know, stop. Stop That's forcing right. yourself on the demons. All right, this text says, Scoot, I just got gas today at Sam's. It was $2.42.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's well. That must be the you know the regular unleaded. I used the premium, and where I gassed up the other day, it was $3.79. But I know Sam's and Costco have low gas. I don't belong to either one of those. I should, but I don't. And I know you don't. I don't think you have to get. Do you have to belong to get gas there?
I think so. I'm not a member of Sam Clubs or anything like that either. But I believe you do. That's why you take advantage of those low prices. But I leave you with this text.
Probably.
It goes back to what we was talking about in the first segment about time changing and using public bathrooms. This guy says, if you're shy about using public bathrooms, just use a different restroom every day. It'll build your defecofidence.
Defecofidence. Yeah, I guess maybe it would. But no, I really don't like it. I mean, I've gotten better about it because sometimes you have to. You know, I mean, I've got, when I go to Portland, I've got two flights there and two flights back. That's a long way away from a home facility. So, you know, at some point, you know, gotta go. Anyway, we were talking about the time change, and we got a lot of information from Coleman earlier about his habits, his potty habits.
Some would say too much information.
Well, maybe, but, you know, okay, you shared with us. It's free for all Friday. Hey, it's okay. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okanar Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I didn't do it, so I'm going to try and do it during this break. Sometimes I get busy during the breaks. But I want to post this. I want to post a congratulations to Ann Kirkpatrick, NOPD chief, who is celebrating a year in office today. And also, I want to post that picture of Jennifer Van Franken from Jefferson Parish in the skin-tight Trump dress. It's a hell of a dress. You need to see it. I'm going to post that on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And of course, you can comment. All right, if you have a comment, the Okanar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Here we are on the threshold of yet another weekend. All right, we're coming back with more of your calls and more of your text messages on WWL. All right, you know, all of this conversation about Kamala Harris is incompetent because look what she did the last 4 years. She's vice president. What the hell does a vice president do? Man, I've never heard of a vice president being blamed for so many things because vice presidents are just generally a ceremonial position. I mean, they've got a few official duties, but it's generally a ceremonial position. And Bill O'Reilly agrees with me. He really just totally dismisses this Republican claim that Kamala Harris opened the border. Bill O'Reilly says, quote, she has no power. She's lucky if she can order lunch. So, you know, I'm not the only one who understands this, but, you know, it's politically advantageous to blame her for everything that happened in the Biden administration. And I don't think she's done a good enough job distancing herself from Joe Biden. And she should at least distance herself to the point where I didn't do these things. And I think she's kind of trying to walk this line. And you know, when you walk a line, when you're trying to make everybody happy, what do? You make nobody happy. And I think that one of the big mistakes that she's made is trying to make too many people happy instead of just coming out and saying, guess what? I'm my own person. I know she said it, but she hasn't said it as definitively as, you know, maybe she should say it. It's the Free for All Friday. If you have a comment, the Okanar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's see. What else do we have? You know, some of the stuff that is coming out during this campaign. And you know, you can say from both sides, but as I've argued, the stuff coming from the right-wing side, and I'm not talking about mainstream conservative Republicans. I'm talking about right-wing radicals. Yes, I know there are left-wing radicals, but they're not as active in this campaign as the right-wing radicals. And if I'm missing something from the left-wing radicals, then just send it to me. Send an email, call the show, Or send us a text, because it's not like I don't want to cover it, but Kamala Harris is not talking about things like, well, what if, you know, Trump was faced with a rifle in his face? I mean, in a way he was when he was shot in the ear. And then there was the other attempt. So, you know, that's not, again, that's not the fault of Democrats. It's the fault of the two individual wackos that decided to, you know, do something bizarre. So, you know, so much gets mixed up. David Axelrod on CNN was just surprised at some of Donald Trump's campaign speeches. I mean, as we all are, you know, talking about protecting women, you know, like he's the macho, paternalistic candidate. That, like, I'm the man, I'm the father, I'm going to take care of the women. You know, a lot of women can take care of themselves. And it's kind of an insult. I will take care of them whether they like it or not. And so, you know, again, but this feeds into the misogynistic mentality that some, not all, but that some have on the right. And it feeds into that. And, you know, the cycle continues. The cycle continues. Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, and Mark Cuban spent a lot of time on Shark Tank. Mark Cuban is standing by his statement. Mark Cuban recently said, I don't see Trump around intelligent women. That's a pretty bold statement. I don't see Trump ever around intelligent women. And this was kind of a conversation about Nikki Haley not being part of his campaign. And we talked about this yesterday. Nikki Haley would help Trump reach the voters that are not part of MAGA. And as I said, there was a poll during the primary season, and 50% of the Republicans said they do not sympathize with, they do not relate to the MAGA movement. So there are a lot of Republicans out there, about half, who are not MAGA. So that just reduces the number of MAGA. So there are not enough MAGAs to elect Donald Trump. So Donald Trump has to reach beyond his base, but he doesn't seem to be doing that. And Nikki Haley, I think, would help him. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know whether she doesn't want to do it. I don't know whether he hasn't invited her. I think Trump is threatened by a lot of women. And I know he hates people like Liz Cheney because they speak their mind. And to me, Liz Cheney seems like an intelligent person, regardless of what Donald Trump says. So Mark Cuban says he's standing by his statement because Donald Trump kind of fired back. And he says, I'm standing by my opinion. Donald Trump, quote, you never see him around strong, independent women, ever. It's that simple. They're intimidating to him. He doesn't like to be challenged by them. And, you know, Nikki Haley will call him on his nonsense with reproductive rights and how he sees and treats and talks about women. I mean, he just can't have her around. It wouldn't work. And, you know, I get that. But again, I mean, what a sad statement. I mean, it's 2024. You know, we went through this battle many years ago about equality. We went through this battle about women having equal rights, about women being in the workplace. Why are we regressing? You know, so much of what's happened in this campaign is a regression to the past. We've been through this. But, you know, it works because a lot of people are feeling threatened. I don't know why. You have opportunities. And there seems to be this fear that if somebody else gets rights, then I lose my rights. If somebody else gets their rights, gets equal rights, true equal rights, I don't lose any rights. So I'm not afraid of other people getting their rights. But, you know, 4 days away, 4 days away from the campaign, from the election, and it won't be over. And as I said earlier, I don't understand this election denial happening now. And we've talked about this before. It has come up again today. Donald Trump will probably declare victory early before the votes are counted. He will declare victory. Because if he does this, the impression is going to be he's the winner. And then if it turns out that Kamala Harris wins, that's when they start the whole thing. Well, Trump won, and then suddenly Kamala Harris won. No, she didn't suddenly win. They hadn't counted the votes yet. But a lot of people are not bright enough to see that that's what could happen. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot to talk about after this election. All right, if you have a comment, you want to join us this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1964, the Dave Clark Five made their U.S. television debut, appearing on the Ed Sullivan Show. This is one of the songs that they played, Glad All Over. There was a time when the Beatles and the Dave Clark Five were battling for number one. After they performed, Ed Sullivan described them as nice, neat boys, compared to, say, the Stones or the Animals, because those two bands were kind of the ugly boys. They were the less neat and clean boys, and the Beatles and the Dave Clark Five, well, they were the neat and clean bands, and then you had the ugly bands. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, happy birthday today to Anthony Kiedis, lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Anthony Kiedis is 62 years old today. Boy, think about those of you who have been following the Red Hot Chili Peppers for a long time. Hey, listen, it's okay to get older, man. You don't ever have to act your age. Be cool, take care of your face, take care of your body, and, you know, you're going to look young and feel young when you get a little older, and Anthony Kiedis, by all appearance, seems to be in, like, really great shape still. So, you know, 62 is not bad. I mean, the alternative is you die. By the way, Coleman wanted me to tell David, who just called in. Coleman accidentally hit the wrong button and disconnected you. So, David, call right back, and we'll get you on in the next hour. All right, more to come on this Free-for-All Friday. We'll tell you what Canadians are doing differently with pizza, which sounds like a good idea to me.